It's like, there are rules, Peter, and the rules make the fun.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason.
This is Pete.
And this is the Lost Legions podcast.
Your weekly Horus Heresy show.
And what are we talking to everyone about today, Pete?
And we are talking about the top five Legion-specific assault units.
Top five!
That's 10. I don't know why I always have to say that.
That's double five. That was two fives. That was two top fives meeting together. I'm just saying. Let's just get into it.
Yeah, okay, so, cool.
Pete, what is your fifth top five Legion Assault Squad?
Mine are the Dawnbreakers from the Blood Angels.
Dawnbreakers. Mm. Why is that? These are the guys with the spears, right?
Well, yeah, they can have a number of different weapons, can't they? So they can have the spears. Oh, yeah, they can have... If there's like the, I can't think what they're called now, but there's lots of different weapon options for them. They do all sorts of different things. They, I believe, have sudden strike. Let me know in the comments if you want.
They have reach.
Reach one, is it? Yeah, so they get some initiative. Funky initiative stuff. They're sick-ass models. I like them. They are the only unit that's ever sort of kind of made me consider doing Blood Angels.
Not the great angel himself?
No, he's all right.
All right.
We'll find out in the last terror book, I guess. See how good he actually is. Yeah. I think they're right. I think they pack a punch. They can catch people off guard with their reach weapons. The whole list of different weapons that they can have. You can have what type? I can't remember what they've got off the top of my head. Christ, they've got like a rending and brutal weapon, haven't they?
It's not brutal. It's got reach.
You know more about it than I do.
I'm not sure if it's breaching or rending.
It's breaching, isn't it? Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
Off the top of my head. So I think, I mean, their melee weapons are really good. I don't really see people use the swords very much.
No.
I think because you get that reach, so you're going at plus one initiative, I do think the spears are really good. And the five up breaching, I think, is pretty good as well. Yeah. And then with the Blood Angels, like actual Legion trait, and then wounding on one less when they charge, I think it actually is, it's a really good combination.
Yeah. And actually, we'll find, no spoilers, but we'll find a common pattern here that going first and having some form of rending or breaching is pretty king shit in this list. Your top five.
Want me to talk about my number five top Legion assault unit is the Night Raptors.
Oh, they're your fifth.
Yes,
but you love your Night Lords.
I do. I love my Night Lords. I think the Night Raptors are great. In good Night Lords fashion, they're bullies, so they're absolutely deadly when things go their way. When you're pinned, when you're afraid of them, when they can charge, they're brutal. They just absolutely savage you. I think they're better than I thought they were on paper.
You weren't a fan of them at first, were you?
No, I actually thought the Dawnbreakers and the Dark Furies were a lot better. But these guys, when everything goes their way and they have their like their extra attack for when you're pinned, like they're the best out of all three of those. The problem is that not everything goes their way. Your deep strikes don't always land. There's a lot of different ways for things to go wrong. But when things are lined up, because of the sudden strike, they just decimate things, right?
They're sick models as well again, right? So good.
I think the models are really good. It's unfortunate they have such a spread of weapons. But, I mean, at the same time, like, they can take... At first, I didn't like this. They can take chainsword mooks, which I thought was terrible. But now I like the four chainsword mooks I have because they're just the first casualty.
Obligatory wounds. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the guys come with two wounds. So all together, I think the Night Raptors are excellent. I think they're in the top five. I think they're a really good unit. The night vision really helps when you're a Night Lord. I think they're definitely worth taking. Cool. let's move to your number four, Pete. What is your top
five? You're making the mic clip because you're so excited about the top five. my fourth favorite is the Ashen Circle.
Okay.
Their little hand flamers and their axe rakes, because I always liked the look of the little hand flamers.
I mean, I think they're absolutely...
Is it axe rakes? It is axe rakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're pretty cool. I might be having a bit of hangover from them in first edition, where they got some rules buffs and I started playing against them over and over again. I know Kerry, being a World Wordbearers player from yesteryear, would have used some for sure. But no, they looked pretty cool. I played against them a number of times against Callum. And I just really enjoyed the way that they looked and felt on the tabletop. I think that was the biggest thing that I enjoyed about them. The little flamers are always fun. They never seem to do much, but yeah, I enjoyed them.
I think from playing my Dark Angels, I think that people give flamers not enough credit, especially flamers that can get to places. I think that if you have flamers that can get in position, that they can do a lot more work, right? Especially if they're not fighting against heavy armored units.
So, yeah, there's a time and a place for them, isn't there?
I do think the Ashen Circle is a very interesting unit.
Yeah.
Moving on.
What's your number four?
My number four, top five, is the Locutaris with their magic, freaking rending 5-up swords and then 2+ armor saves. Those jerks. Weapon skill 5. Like, I mean, I don't know.
They're cool.
And I think they're cheap too.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
The Ultramarines really lucked out, didn't they? The Ultramarines lucked out on the older units in that PDF.
Yeah, man. All of their units are still good.
Yeah.
I think these guys, the Locutaris, are just really good. You don't see them very often. I'm not as sure why. Maybe it's just the models. I don't know.
I think it's just not in the book is a lot of it as well. Yeah. We can spend some more time on these guys because they're my number three as well. So let's readdressing that in a minute. We have drawn on something for once, which is interesting. For everything that you just said,
they're my number four. So you're
Shit! my number three. Sorry, dude.
It's okay.
Yeah. So cool. Everything you just said. No big surprises there for what my third one is then. So they're great. I play Ben. For those of you that know him, Ben Cooper, the man, the myth, the legend from 30K Frontier of yesteryear, runs them quite regularly with a chaplain in his Ultramarines. And my God, they are so savage. It's the 5-up rending, isn't it? Is it rending or breaching? Yeah. I can never remember. But rending,
I think it's rending.
And yeah. it's just it's relentless. So good. And then they have a rule that they get to do an additional attack or reroll a charge distance or something. If the unit they're charging,
when they charge, I believe
it's already been shot at or something. Yeah, there's an extra thing, and
I think if someone else shoots that unit, then they get a bonus. I'm not positive with it.
Yeah, there's something like that. Yeah, drop the comments if you know if top of the Ultramarines players.
Yeah, it's like a version of the their Legion trait. I think that they have but they can use it in assault. It's
yeah.
I hate the Locutaris. I love them, but I hate them.
They're not the worst, though, for sure. No. So what's your...
We got to number three for you, right?
What's your number three?
So my number three, top five, is the Dark Furies. I think that they have really good rules. They have 3 sergeants, and this is kind of where your weapon skill 5 comes from. I think they're kind of a little... They're an interesting unit, right? So they have the lightning claws that have shred, rending on 5-ups, which is a really, really deadly combo, I think, in this. So they can just pump out attacks. The regular dudes are only weapon skill 4, though, but they have these 3 sergeants. So the 3 sergeants get an extra attack each. They're doing their weapon skill 5.
Yeah.
I believe they have artificer armor, right? So they are just pumping out wounds. So it makes it a very interesting unit. But I think overall, I think it's one of the better assault squad units. Again, I think, if the Night Raptors, everything goes perfect, I think they're definitely as good as the Dark Furies. But I think the Dark Furies are good all the time.
If yeah, that makes sense. It's the sudden strike as well, right? Situation. That they get on the charge.
Yeah,
that's the big thing as well, right? Just going at initiative 5 with those rending 5 plus lightning claws. Yeah. What are they called? Furies Talons? That's what they're called, aren't they? Yeah, the Lightning Claws. Yeah. I think it's Furies Talons.
The special and Ravenclaw Talons, yeah.
Chooser of the Slain or something like that? Isn't that the sergeant's name? I think. So is it 1 in 5, is it? So they can have like maximum squad 15, 1 in 5 could be a Chooser of the Slain or something like that?
I think it's just they could have 3 sergeants.
Is it?
Out of 10. Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the Raven Guard player.
From first edition, not when you could have multiple sergeants in a unit. Like, what the hell?
I've just fought them enough that I think that they're genius. And then I just sit there staring jealously at their rules when I'm playing Night Lords. I'm like, why is everyone better than me? I'm just going to make it dark and cry and then make everyone sad and peek at them while it's dark.
This was kind of my point, though. Like, Dawnbreakers, Reach 1, Rending, or Breaching, Dark Furies, Sudden Strike 1, Rending, you know.
Yeah.
The Lucky Taurus, Rending. All right, no initiative bonus, I don't think. But yeah, it's a big thing.
Armor save, too.
But yeah, I mean, two of standard is. Yeah, I think they're the only one in my list. Oh, no.
So what is your number 2, then?
Well, you keep stealing my thunder. Because it's the Dark Furies. So, yeah, everything Jason just said, but I rank them ever so slightly higher. That's it. So,
I didn't start with Dawnbreakers.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, fair enough. So nothing else to add. Literally everything we just said. Your number 2, good sir.
So my number 2, I think, is an interesting one, and it's not a standard one. But it is the Deathwing Companions from the Dark Angels with jump packs. So actually, I might be cheating a little bit because I think technically they actually have to be taken as a command squad. And I think I yelled at Pete earlier when he was trying to put in something that was not actually
an assault squad. He shouted right at me. It was horrible.
It's like, there are rules, Peter, and the rules make the fun.
Yeah.
But I think what makes these guys really cool is they can all take turn of great swords. They can all have a 5-up invulnerable save if you give them the shield that also does other funky stuff. They also get to pick where all the precision hits happen.
Yeesh.
And if their leader has a jump pack, they can have a jump pack and you never see them. But I think the idea of a Dark Angels like Praetor and or Delegatus jumping down the field with 10 of these guys just like barreling into you, all Deathwing, hitting on twos or threes, depending.
Oh, yeah.
Just destroying you, right? I think
they're hitting you where they want to as well. They all have precision strikes?
No, they cancel precision strikes. So if anyone shoots at them, they decide where they
hit. Oh, sorry. Right. I thought you had that. They had precision strikes. My bad.
No. Sorry. If I said that, I was.
No, I think I might have interpreted it wrong. But whatever. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Their special ability is that they basically cancel precision strikes and they put where all the hits go into the unit. So they're like the best bodyguard unit in the game.
Got ya.
But yeah, I just thought that was kind of an interesting unit, which you don't see very much of. But I love the way Tyrannic Greatswords work. And I actually think that the Deathwing Companions are an amazing unit. So yeah, that is my number 2. Pete, what is your number 1?
Well, it has to be my favorite Legion. The Emperor's Children, Palatine Blades. Clearly the best. What's not to love, right? They got...
With jump packs.
With jump packs. Yeah. So you got a 2-up safe. Your weapon skill 5. You can buy a Sonic Shriek so you can increase or... So you can make yourself one more harder to hit on your opponents to hit roll if they're not fearless, right?
Right.
You've got skill unmatched, so you can choose a fighting stance to increase or decrease your weapon skill for the reason of striking or being struck against. So you can pretty much make yourself being hit on 6s. And you go into initiative 5. And you've got a breaching 5+ channel saber as standard. It's good. You can trade out for Phoenix weapons if you want. You can trade out for some power weapons. I personally would probably just run mass charnable weapons for the 5+, ignoring armor saves. They're excellent. They've got Counter-Strike as well, so good luck trying to charge them, negating a lot of their bonuses. They're going to still strike you back. In fact, they'll just hold the line against you, so you lose your charge, but so they're basically charging anyway. They're so versatile. So versatile. Yeah. I really can't wait to... I've seen them on the tabletop. I haven't got any yet built for mine because I was started off with a Terminator Force, as I've mentioned on there once or twice. But yeah, dude, like, they are excellent. It is great to see them finally at the top where they deserve to be.
Okay, so my number one, I'm going to say you did it to me this time,
no,
is... The Palatine Blazers of the Assault Squad.
Epic.
I agree with you. I think that they're amazing. And like, I think the thing that I ran into this in Zone Mortalis when I was playing, because the Phoenix Guard have the same kind of rules, right?
Skill unmatched, yeah.
Skill unmatched, yeah. And I think the key is, and maybe it's not as obvious, but like if you take a character with like a Thunder Hammer or something to go along with them, all these Phoenix are all the skill and match guys just go on defensive and, you know, make it so everyone's hitting them on sixes. And then the character just goes dead, 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 dead. And then you win on battle res and it's deadly. Like,
yeah,
it's really brutal.
Yeah.
The only time I've seen it kind of countered is with the Dark Angels because they can get that +1 to hit, or with people who have chaplains and then they can blunt it a little bit. I think Fearless would probably do it too.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not as super easy to get around that. And just that tactic is deadly. And yeah, these guys with jump packs are just fast and absolutely going to murder you. And I think that is my favorite top 5 Legion assault units. Pete, what about you?
Yeah, nothing else to add from me, but it sounds like you've got something else to add.
My honorable mention was Dawnbreakers.
Oh, okay. Ah, yeah, they're cool.
But
they were my fifth, as we know.
Honorable mention. They're kind of tied again with Night Raptors with me. I think they're pretty much just as good. I just use Night Raptors, so I play them, so I know them a lot better. So it kind of happens with me sometimes is like the units I kind of feel are all around the same level will kind of get put there, and then I'll sneak the Night Lords in a number 5. So yeah, that is that's our top 5 assault units.
Cool. Drop it in the comments which one's your favorite. Let us know how wrong we are or right we are. Most probably wrong, because everyone's got their favorites. And give it a like and a subscribe if you haven't already.
Thanks, guys.
See you. Sayonara. Later.